Turn with us to the book of Luke, chapter number 14. Luke chapter number 14. Luke chapter 14. Want to begin reading at verse 15. Amen. Luke 14 and 15. And the Bible says, "And one of them that sat at meat with him heard these things. He said unto him, Blessed is he that shall eat bread in the kingdom of God. Then said he unto him, A certain man made a great supper and bade many. And sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, Come, for all things are now ready. And they all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground, I must needs go and see it. I pray thee have me excused. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, I go to prove them. I pray thee have me excused. And another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. So that servant came and showed his lord these things. And then the master of the house, being angry, said unto his servant, Go out quickly into the streets and the lanes of the city, and bring in thither the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. And the Lord said unto the servant, Go out into the highways and the hedges, and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. For I say unto you that none of those men which were bidden shall taste of my supper." I want to preach just a little while, if God will be my help on this thought, there is room. Amen. There is room. As we look at this and see, we see this marriage, or this great supper that's set, they're talking to the Lord, and the Lord's are talking back to them. They communicate together, and one of them that said at meat heard these things, and he said unto him, Blessed is he that shall eat bread in the kingdom of God. So he's thinking about that universal kingdom of God, and he said, what a blessing it is to be part of that kingdom, and that we might sit and eat meat, eat bread in the kingdom of God. And the Lord begins to break it down, and he said, yeah, it's a wonderful thing to eat bread in the kingdom of God, but he said, there's a whole lot that's been bidden, but there's not a whole lot that's a coming. Amen? I don't know about you, but I won't eat at my Lord's table. Amen? Praise God. He's got good stuff on his table. But he said a certain man made a great supper, and he bade many. Amen. He made a great supper, and he sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, Come, for all things are now ready. So we see this certain man that had a great supper. Praise God. I don't know about you, but I like it when the table's set. Amen. I like it when you pull up, praise God, and get the groceries that a good God done give us. I like it when you pull up, Brother Bill, and you get those pinto beans and sliced onions and fresh sliced tomatoes and a big old slab of cornbread. Praise be to God, it don't get no better than that. Amen. Praise God. And you get to pull up to the table. Praise, hey, that's not one of them that you want to try to slop it over on a plate and stand up and run around and eat. Praise God, that's one of them that you want to come in and you want to pull up to the table and you want to fill it up and you want to wait till mama gets that frosty mug out of that freezer compartment and it pulls it full of that milk, praise God, up to the top, and you sit down with that grill and you begin to dive in. Amen. Amen. Has anybody had supper yet? Amen. Maybe we ought to just take recess, go eat. Amen. Praise God. Anybody got any? Kevin's under there. Amen. Anybody got any beans cooked? Praise God. But he said that it's ready, praise the Lord. Amen. Listen, what happens if you don't come eat it when it's ready? Well, it'd get cold and stale and it'd go to waste. My daddy said he was one of 12 youngins. He had 6 sisters and 5 brothers. He said if you was out back a chopping stove wood, and said granny hollered at the back door and said, youngin, supper's ready. He said if you stumped your toe on the chopping block, he said if you hopped around more than 3 or 4 times, he said, you might as well just go back to chopping wood because there wouldn't be nothing left. But I want to say we serve a God and a heavenly Father, praise God, who's setting us a table, praise God, a spread that's fit for a king. Amen. Praise God. And he says there's room for us to dine. Amen. Praise his holy name. But he said he called them and bid them to come. The supper is ready. All things are now ready. But the Bible says in verse 18 through 20 that these folks begin to make excuses. And that same thing is going to take place at the marriage supper of the Lamb. A marriage supper of the Lamb is going to be said. Praise, it's going to be there. But the Jews are going to say, no, we don't want that. With contempt for the Lord Jesus Christ, they're going to deny their place at the table. But praise God, I'm glad God, in His grace and His mercy, He said He had come to an old Gentile nation. He had come to folks like me and you. He said, when those others didn't want to pull up to the table, you got so many city slickers now, they wouldn't eat soup, beans, and cornbread. Praise God if our life depended on it. But I'm telling you what, young'uns, I praise God, when it's made by the hand of God, you can pull up to the table and eat it, and it'll satisfy your soul. Amen. That good stuff from above. But these folks begin to make excuses. Praise the Lord. They begin to make excuses for what they had to do in this old life. Amen. They couldn't come to supper. It's ready. The table's set. But the Jews said, I'll not take of that. Amen. They said, we'll not take it, your Lord Jesus. We'll not take. I told you this morning because they wasn't looking for a line of the tribe of Judah. Amen. Praise God. They were trying to live under the law. They were trying to be good enough within themselves. They were trying to just live life like He talked about the Lord said it'd be in the last days. He said, the days of Noah, days of Lot. He said, just be living life without any regard to God or godliness. And the Lord comes and takes them away. Amen. But the Bible says, He said it was ready. It said they come in one consent. In other words, they had all done made up their mind. Amen. They wasn't partaking in this supper. I tell you, Daddy said, if you're hungry, you better eat. Amen. Mama always told us young and praise God, said, you better eat it. If you don't, He said, you ain't getting nothing later on. Amen. If you come hungry, you better eat it. Because they wouldn't be nothing. You know what? It's amazing to me now that, especially as grandparents, we spoil our grandyoungins. We'll fix something to eat, they'll come to the table, and they'll come to the table, and they don't really like this, so they'll just nibble at it a little bit, and a little while they'll say, will you excuse me? Ain't 10 minutes later, they're saying, Grandma, can I have? Amen. And you know what Grandma does? She gets it. Amen. Just like you and me, you do too. Amen. Praise God, but God Almighty, He said, I've got the good stuff. He said, if you know what happens? Usually they forsake the good stuff for junk food. Amen. There's a lot of junk food, you can tell, hangs out around my house. Amen. Praise God. But they some good food that fill and satisfy your soul. But they begin to make excuses for why they couldn't. Amen. Why they couldn't partake. Why they couldn't accept this offering of a great feast, of a great supper. Praise God. It's ready. It's set. The table's set. Praise the Lord. Listen, I'd rather just go up and get something that's fixed. Ain't you? Amen. You go back to the house, you're going to fix it yourself. Try to muddle through to the best you can, praise God. But I tell you what, when a great supper's fixed, He says a great supper. Amen. Praise God. I want to partake in that great supper of the Lord. I want to partake in the good things of God, praise God. That's the part that fulfill you and satisfy your soul. Amen. But they didn't want that. They had done denied. They had contempt for Lord Jesus Christ. The old John Baptist, he was a preaching repentance. Amen. Trying to get them ready for a soon coming Savior. Jesus Christ Himself, praise God. He tried to tell them that he was the Messiah of God. He said, I am the I am. Amen. The apostles preached the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. The price was paid. Amen. The supper had been set. But they denied it. They didn't want it. Amen. The price was paid in Lord Jesus Christ. The price was paid in full. So why would we make excuses? Amen. Just pull up to the table and say, good Lord, here I am. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Just fill my plate up. I like it, praise God, when my plate's full. See, that's a bad thing we push on our youngins. We tell them when they're little, said, you need to eat everything on your plate, young man. Amen. Amen. And it sounds all right when you're a kid. But you do that when you get bigger. Amen. And you get bigger and bigger and bigger. Amen. Oh me. Amen. Praise God. You begin to get that good stuff and you begin to realize how it's good. And you know what? Your taste changes as you get older. Amen. I eat things now that I used to wouldn't have touched. Amen. I wouldn't have touched it at all. But praise God, as I get older, I've learned to try things and as you get older, your tastes change. So don't cheat yourself out of a blessing, praise God. Try a little of everything before you decide you don't like it. Now you gotta give it an honest chance. Amen. Praise God, you can't just stick, Mia'll take you under, here, try this, it's good. And she'll take it and she'll get up there and she'll... Yeah. She'll hold it for 3 minutes, about 2 inches from her tongue. She said, "Papa, it ain't a..." I said, "How do you ain't tasting of it yet?" I said, "You got to put it in your mouth." Amen. You put it in your mouth, you taste it, and the Bible says you see it, it's good. That's what we need to do with the Lord, praise God. Come to the supper when He bids us, pull up to the table, pop it in our mouth, praise God. Say, glory to God, it's good. Amen. Satisfies you, praise God. What's wrong with today? There's room at the table. Praise God, there's not many people coming to sit down and dine. They're all too busy. Everybody's making excuses why they can't eat. Amen. Never make excuses for not being able to eat. But he tells him this. He said, after they say that they've made all these excuses... Verse 21, so that servant came and showed his Lord these things. Then the master of the house was being angry. Said to his servant, "Go out quickly." Now notice the urgency of it. Why? Because the foods are getting old. Because the foods are getting cold. Because the supper's already ready. Amen. Now I had an aunt, God bless her heart. If you was going to have a get-together, you was going to eat at 12 o'clock, you had to tell her that you was going to eat at 11. Amen. And when you sat down to eat at 12 and you asked a blessing, she still wasn't there. But if she was real lucky, she'd ease in between 12:31, maybe before the food got cold. I believe there's a whole lot of people that's hesitant today. They're hesitating and they're not just pulling up and getting in so that they can get in those fresh vittles, praise God, as they're coming from the throne of grace. I don't know about you, but I like that fresh manna. I like that fresh heavenly food. Praise God, it comes down from above. I like to get where the spout comes out, praise God, and just let it run all over me. Amen. Some people might say that I'm kind of greedy, hoggish. Amen. I like it when the Holy Spirit of God just pouring out on every one of you. I just run up and grab you and just hug you up, praise God, trying to get a little after run over on me. Amen. Praise God, get close to you, praise God, so I can feel the presence of God, how real He is in your life. But he said he was angry. And he said, "Hey, listen." He said, "You go out here and you." He said he was angry. He said to the servant, "Go out quickly in the streets and the lanes of the city and bring in hither the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind." Amen. What's he saying? He said, "Praise God! If those that's able won't come in." He said, "Go out there in the highway, go out there, praise God, and bring in those that ain't able to come in." Amen. Those that would truly have an excuse not to come in. Amen. He said that we've invited the Jew to come in, praise God. But then he got over there and he said, "Hey, listen." He said, "I'm going to invite you to come in." Amen. Praise God. Those that are blind, those that don't know, those are without excuse. He said, "Go out and get them, compel them to come in." He was angry in his wrath. at the God rejecting Jews. I pray God, but the Holy Ghost of God and God's hatred of sin, He come to a Gentile dog, and He compelled them to come in. He said, "Hey, listen." He said, "They won't accept it." I pray God, go out there that don't know nothing about it. Those that's never been indoctrinated into your religious program. He said, "We don't need a religious program. What they need is a Holy Ghost of God and a good dose of heaven. Praise God, that'll satisfy their soul." Amen. I'm glad I got in on that, ain't you? Praise God, it's better than it's ever been. He says, go into the highways and the hedges and compel them to come in. Amen. And that compel means to whatever it takes to urge them to come in, to compel them to come in. Amen. To oblige them to come in. Say, praise God. Hey, listen, they some good stuff over there. You'll not get the good stuff over here. If you want the good stuff from God Almighty, you're going to have to come in. The table, hey, the master's got the table set. The supper's ready, praise God. If you don't want to miss it, you got to come on. You got to come on now. You got to get in now. Amen. You know, it's time to realize, praise God, there's room, praise the Lord, and we need to have an urgency about getting people to the table. Praise God, so they can dine with us. Praise God, that's what they can get compelled, get filled up with the good things of God. Praise God. To urge them with an argument from the throne room of grace. Something that'll satisfy their soul, praise the Lord. Not so much the flesh. I'm more concerned about the soul. Praise God. That soul of man, praise God, that needs some help. So we go out with an urgency and they begin to compel them to come in. To urge them, praise God. Take the best argument you have for their soul and take it to them. Amen. Use it to show them the way. You say, He said, what's the best argument we have? The Word of God is the very best argument we have. Amen. Take the Word of God and compel them to come in. Praise the Lord. To show them the way. And so show them that they got to be saved. Praise the Lord. Find a place at the table. Amen. For by grace are you saved through faith and not of yourself. He said, son, it's a gift of God, not a works, lest any man should boast. God wants to save you. Praise the Lord. It's grace, His mercy, His love to you. Praise the Lord. Just in faith, believe it, and you can come. Praise God. You can pull up to the table and you can dine, praise God, with a king today. Amen. Utterly compel them to come in. Urge them. Urgency. A compulsion, praise God, to go out with power of the Holy Ghost and say, hey, listen, the Lord loves you. He wants you to be in His house. He wants to fill you. He wants to satisfy you. That innermost part. You don't have to run around this world and try to find something to pacify you. Amen. You're not a little bitty baby. Praise God. You're a full-grown person. You can come in and get in, praise God, and have God Almighty touch your heart from the portals of glory. Amen. Get up on the meat. Dine, praise God, with the brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen, praise God. Compel them to come in. Show them the need to be saved before it's too late. Praise God. To bring them to a place where God can begin to touch their hearts. Illuminate their minds. Amen. Where they can begin to see how good God is. Talk about seeking God's will. Amen. Seeking the Lord's will. Direction from the throne of grace. Amen. Be willing to serve the Lord. You know why most people make excuses? They make excuses that way they don't have to get in. They don't have to do nothing. Amen. Hello. That's the main reason people don't make excuses. Because I don't do this, I don't do that, I don't join church, I don't believe in this organized religion. You know why they say that? Because they don't want to get in, because they're afraid somebody might ask them to do something. Hello. Amen. That's the truth. That's the truth of most of us. Amen. We don't want to really get in because somebody might ask us to do something. Amen. It might be Jesus, praise God. It might be Him that you're rejecting. Be willing to serve the Lord. You say, preacher, how? By having compassion on those that's outside. By having compassion on the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind. He said he went out in there and he compelled them all to come in and serve him. Verse 22, and the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. He said, we've done. He said, praise God, we've went out, we've compelled them, we've urged them, we've showed them the urgency of it to come in, get in, praise God. The supper's ready. Hey, praise God, it's so good, you'll have to like something about it. He said, we begged them, we pleaded with them to get in, and they're still not coming. And they're still not coming. What do you do? Amen. You begin to have compassion on them. And the Lord said unto the servant, go out in the highways and the hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. Amen. He said, go out and compel them. He said, go out, but not only with the urgency, go out with compassion. Go out with compassion to a lost and a dying world and compel them to come in, to urge them diligently to come in, praise God, to show them the love of God, show them that there's a place in the Lamb's book of life for their name to be written there, praise God, and show them that you want to write it down. All they have to do is come unto you. The supper's set. The good things has been made available. You just got to come and get it. You know, God's a gentleman tonight. He won't force nothing on us. But praise God, if we'll receive Him in the full pardon of sin, praise the Lord, He'll load us with benefits. Amen. That's Bible. Said so He'll load us with benefits. He said He'll not only load us with benefits, praise God. He said He wants His house to be full, to be filled full. Amen. In other words, what He's saying, He said, there's a Lamb's book of life. And there's places in that Lamb's book of life for every individual's name to be written down. And said, God said, I don't want anybody's space to be left blank. Amen. He said, there is room. He said, compel them, show them, amen, that God Almighty loved them enough that He's got the Lamb's book of life, the Lamb being the Lord Jesus Christ, and He's got a place for their name to be written and to point to that place and say, Jesus Christ loves you enough. He died for your sins and He wants to write your name right here in His book. Amen. A compassionate compelling them to come in. Praise God. Show them that their name can be written in the Lamb's book of life. Help them to understand it's not God's will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. All should realize that we're just old sinners in need of a Savior, praise God, so that they can come and partake in that great supper, praise God, that's set by the certain man, by this, praise God, the serpent, the supper that's ready. Amen. There's a supper ready. There's a place ready. There's a place for their name that's ready. Amen. All they got to do is come and say, all they got to come and be saved, praise God, in Jesus, write their name in the Lamb's book of life. Praise God. Amen. For their name will be written in the Lamb's book of life. Praise God. They've been signed up for the feast. Amen. Praise God. It's been signed up for the good eating. For the things that come from the throne of grace, for that manna from above, praise God, to sit down and be served by God Almighty and Lord Jesus Himself. Because their name's written in the registry, the guest list. Amen. If we could ever, with compassion, Brother Kevin, get them to realize that there's room, praise God, and their name needs to be written on the guest list. Amen. But don't deny, don't reject it, don't make excuses. We need to just be telling, praise God, say, listen, what you're doing is making excuses. You're making excuses. Jesus loves you and He died for your sins according to the Scripture. And He wants to save you by His marvelous grace. Amen. Wants to bring you out of your sin, praise God. Put your feet up under the table of God. Amen. You know what's wrong with the world today? Where everybody's eating from the wrong table. We're being defiled with all the goodies of this world. But I want to say they're not that great. Amen. Look at us. Look at us. Look at the world we live in today. We've been so spoiled and we're killing ourselves with all the things and all the substance of this world that we're partaking of. We're pouring upon ourselves. We're partaking of in our bodies and in our hearts and in our minds. And we're destroying that God created. But he said, praise God, if you compel us to come in, he said, God will set us a different table that we can eat from and drink from and we can sit around and fellowship from, praise God. I want to say that's the best place to be. A place where we can all get be partakers in the goodness of God. But he said, we got to compel them to come in. He said, he wants the house to be full. Amen. He said, compel them to come in that my house may be filled. Filled full. He said, just tell them, explain to them. Said, listen, God don't want one blank to be left in the Lamb's Book of Life. That's God's desire. Amen. He said that none should perish. To be made useless, to be isolated and alienated from God. He said, "He's a Lamb's Book of Life for His name to be written in, praise God, so He can be a benefit now and in the future." He said, compel them to come in. Fill up the house. Fill up the book. Jesus Christ, we need to compel them with compassion that Jesus wants to write your name in the book. Amen. Good way to break the ice. Say, praise God, is your name written down? Or in the guest book. I don't know what you're talking. You don't know about the guest book. Praise God, Jesus Christ Himself has a guest book and He's got a place for your name and He's compelling you, praise God, to come and have your name written in His guest book. Be saved, praise God, assured, praise God, of a place at the table, at the marriage supper of the Lamb. Amen. Where Jesus Christ Himself, Brother Bill, will gird Himself about and He'll begin to serve. Whew. I thought about that. We talked about that many times when we was over there in the little nation of Israel. And we'd sit down, of course, the nation of Israel, they're courting tourism. In other words, when you come, they want you to go away, but they want you to come back. Amen? So when they set you down to feed you, praise God, they set you out a table. I'm telling you what a spread. And when we was over there, just about every one of us at some point in the time say, glory, hallelujah, can you imagine what it'll be when we sat at the marriage supper of the Lamb and Jesus Christ Himself sets us a table. Glory, hallelujah. Hey, we got to have food that will satisfy the flesh. He's going to give us food that'll satisfy the soul, praise God. When He gets done feeding you, Lord God, there'll be no need, there'll be no lack, you won't go away hungry. But praise God, He said, you'll be there, you won't have to go away, period. You'll be there satisfied. Amen. Satisfied. You know, you go and eat a whole lot of lasagna and pastas. And I don't know about you, you can eat pasta and bread. And you can eat till you can't eat another bite. I mean, you can eat till you're like a bird. You go to open your mouth to put more in and food falls out. I mean, you're just a fool, you can't eat no more. But there's just something about it, Brother Jeff, it don't stick with you. It don't last very long. It burns off quick. Oh, it's a lot of carbs. Now you get them soup, beans, and cornbread I'm talking about. Amen. That'll get praise God. And you get to laying that to your hide with them fresh onions and fresh tomatoes and them fried taters, glory to God. And I'm talking about real eating, and it sticks to your ribs. You can go to bed in a little while and sleep like a baby all night long. Amen. Praise God. So that's what God wants to do. He said, I want to satisfy. I want to fill you up. I want you to come to the supper. The supper's made. The supper's set. The supper, the great supper, the Lord's ready. But he said, we need people. Praise God, we can't start till all the places are full. Amen. What about a God that loves us and have enough compassion, praise God, to compel us to come to our place at the table when we're saying, well, you know, Lord, I'm pretty satisfied with this over here. Praise God, he'd look at you, smack you upside the head. That ain't nothing but junk. Amen. It's a wonder he don't. Sometimes he might do it, praise God. He gets our attention. Let me just back up, rewind. He gets my attention pretty often. Amen. Say, what are you doing? Like an old hound dog, trashing. Amen. Supposed to be chasing a coon, they run a rabbit. Amen. Praise God, you gotta get them down and wear them out of the switch. Amen. So it don't go that way. God Almighty, praise God, he's a compelling us to come in. He wants us to have that good stuff. He said, there's room at the table, praise God. You just got to come to the table. He said, we got to be quick. Hey, don't make excuses. Don't make excuses for them. Praise God, but compel them to come to the table to eat of the good things of God. Amen. Why, you say, preacher, what will that do? Praise God. If you get them on the real thing, praise God, they'll quit running trash. Amen. They'll start going after the real thing. And that'll bring glory to God and His holy name. Praise the Lord. But he said, for I say unto you that none of those men who were bidden shall taste of my supper. Amen. That great millennial feast, that marriage supper of the Lamb, praise God. God's going to set out there the millennial feast that we're going to eat in while we're here with the Lord. But he said there's a whole lot of them that ain't going to partake of that. Ain't going to know about it, not going to be able to participate in it. Because he said there's going to be empty spots. Amen. Where they didn't come when they were bidden. God's a bidden now. He said there's room at the table. Amen. Who's going to come? We need to be telling folk, but we need to be compelling and say, listen, God's got room for you at his table. Will you come? Will you come? Compel him to come in. Set at the table of God. Be fed from his table by the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. The goodness of God. Because there is room. There's room at the table. There's room in the Lamb's book of life for everybody's name. Amen. The Bible says, whosoever will call upon his name. Amen. Whosoever. That's everybody. That's all of us. Amen. Jesus Christ died for all, for every person, every human being in this world. And if we'll just come unto him, said he would save us. He'd write our name in that Lamb's book of life. And he said, if we've got enough compassion, go into highways and the hedges and compel them to come in. He said, he desires for his book to be full. He desires for his table to be full. He desires every seat to be occupied. Amen.